Luisteraars wat verlede Vrydag aand na RSG Geldsaake geluister het, sal onthou dat Magnus in reaksie op 'n vraag van 'n luisteraar 'n paar opmerkings gemaak het oor 10X Investments en die uitvoerende hoof Steven Nathan se siening oor aktief bestuurde beleggings en finansiële raadgewers. En ek het toe onderneem om vanaand met Steven te gesels op die program om sy kant van die storie te kry. Nou, hierdie is 'n taamlike teksboek voorbeeld van die debat tussen aktiewe en passiewe beleggings en ook wat die rol van finansiële raadgewers is. Maar net vir agtergrond, Magnus besit en bestuur sy eie finansiële raadgewer en batebestuur onderneming Brentest Wealth en dit is 'n gevestigde onderneming wat advies aan kliënte bedien en ook verskeie effekte trusts het. 10X op sy beurt is 'n laagkoste beleggingsgroep wat volgens sy bemarkingsmateriaal oorlog teen hoë kostes verklaar het, omdat dit volgens die groep langtermyn opbrengste baie nadelig beïnvloed. Maar Magnus, kom ons begin by jou. Verfris net geweer ons geheue. Wat is jou siening van laagkoste produkte en die rol wat finansiële raadgewers daarin speel?
Ek is absoluut ten gunste van laagkoste produkte. Die kommentaar was gelewer en net in konteks die koste van finansiële advies en ook finansiële produkte die afgelope 10 tot 15 jaar wesenlik gedaal. In reaksie van die kompetisie van die indeksprodukte. Die kommentaar was meer, en trouwens Coronation het verlede week massiewe verlagings in hulle pryse aangekondig, dus nie veel media dekking gekry nie, so die prys, die hele kostestruktuur van die finansiële adviesbedryf het wesentlik gedaal, en ek is absoluut in gunste daarvan. Die kommentaar was in die context van, het jy adviseer nodig, ja of nee? En die 10X model sê blatant, nee, ons gebruik nie adviseers nie, jy moet maar self kies wat portefeulje jy wil kies en daarmee stem ek nie saam nie en selfs die Vanguard wat die grootste indeksfondse in die wêreld is, sê jy moet adviseers gebruik, hulle het hulle eie adviseers en op hulle platform sê hulle, 'n goeie adviseer voeg wesentlik waarde by tot die bou en bestuur van 'n portefeulje. So om net te konsentreer op een klein puntjie en dan te sê finansiële adviseers is nie nodig nie, jy kan dit self kies. Ek stem beslis nie daarmee saam nie.
Op die lyn uit Kaapstad is Steven Nathan, hy is die hoof van 10X. Steven, welkom by RSG Geldsaake. Wat is jou siening?
Baie dankie, Rick. Dis baie dankie vir jou uitnodiging. Dit is 'n plesier om met jou en jou luisteraars te praat. As jy weet, my Afrikaans is nie so goed nie, so ek gaan nou Engels praat.
Praat gerus, Brits.
So, thank you so much for this opportunity. I mean, let's just stick to the facts over here. So, firstly, the question that was asked by your listener, that is a 10X client, they were concerned that Old Mutual Private Equity that has a 30% share in 10X, whether that was going to change 10X's philosophy at all. That client actually emailed me the next day, and I replied to that email, and the answer is no. Old Mutual has had a share in 10X since 2014. It's a private equity company, so it's the investment arm, not the operating arm. We don't answer to anyone at Old Mutual. I don't know anyone at Old Mutual. The business they don't sit in our board, but Old Mutual Private Equity does like our business model. So that's to answer the question. Then specifically, when Magnus was asked that question, he raised some issues about 10X. And what he said was that at a 10X, you can't speak to anyone. He has many people, 10X clients, that phone him up saying they can't speak to anyone. That certainly is not our experience at 10X. We deal directly with clients. We have 6 qualified financial advisors. We deal with literally probably, you know, close on 50 to 100 people per day. And the people that invest with us, the vast majority of people that invest with us actually speak to us. So they don't just do everything online. We're not in a marketplace where people just fill in application forms themselves. So we have a lot of engagement with our clients. The other point that Magnus made, we said that 10X portfolios don't do very well. I'm not sure where he got that information from because 10X, our portfolios are publicly available. We debated Coronation actually about 4 weeks ago. And our portfolios over 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 years have consistently been above the average large fund manager. And just to give your readers some context about this active and passive debate, is that over the last 7 years, ending in September of this year, 2017, the 10X fund returned 13% per annum. Had you picked the best of the large fund managers, your return would have been 14.1%, which happened to be Coronation, actually. So the the best performing fund manager, had you picked that, which very few people do, your return would only have been 1.1% better than a 10X index fund. And the important point here is that before fees. So the investment fees are about 1.5%. The facts also don't bear out that costs have fallen in South Africa, as Magnus had said. National Treasury and Morningstar and others have done analysis on fees. And I actually went online because I wasn't aware of Brentford funds. Their own fees have, so they are an independent advisor, but they also have their own fund, and their fees are over 2%. That's just the fund management fee, and you've still got to pay an advisor.
Okay, Stephen.
Yeah.
Let's focus on the role of the financial advisor, which seems to be a contentious point. What role do you think a financial advisor should play within the advice framework for a potential investor or somebody who's planning for retirement?
Yeah, so our starting point is the investor, not the financial advisor or not the asset manager or not 10X. So if somebody is saving for their retirement, then they need to understand what product is most appropriate for them to meet their retirement, and they need to be able to have some kind of plan that can help them to determine more or less how much money they need, how much they should be saving, how much they can afford to save, and what kind of retirement outcome they can expect if they're saving, you know, X amount for X amount of years in the portfolio with the fees. Now, you might know that for 10 years, I was an investment analyst with Deutsche Bank, and I analyzed the life insurance industry, and I saw a lot of financial models, and a lot of what I saw was actually very poor, because the vast majority of financial projections that are done don't account for the fees you pay, and they also assume that you earn one return irrespective of the underlying portfolio you're in. So a lot of the tools I've seen actually are very, very poor. And the industry makes it almost impossible for somebody to navigate their way. There's more than 1,600 unit trusts in South Africa. So our view at 10X is that, you know, people need to be informed, they need to be empowered, and they need to make decisions that are in their best interest. If a financial advisor can help you do it, that's fantastic. But a financial advisor shouldn't be trying to pick fund managers, and a financial advisor should not be charging high fees on an ongoing basis for providing that advice.
But don't you think, you know, financial advisors may have their shortcomings, but so many people in South Africa are so totally financially illiterate and don't understand exactly how to plan properly. And I'm not talking about poor people. I'm talking about some very professional people who can't do it without a financial advisor. Don't you think it's critical for those people to work via a financial advisor rather than to try and educate themselves and do it themselves?
Well, I think that you know, in today's environment where information is freely available on Google, if you want to know how good active fund managers are, just Google it. If you want to know the importance of fees, just Google it. And if you want to know common sense investment principles, you can also Google that. So in this age where information is freely available, it's much easier for people to get good value for themselves. If people don't know what to do and they can't find the information, then without a doubt, they should go to a financial advisor or anyone that can help them get on the right path. But in my experience, I have seen some very good financial advisors, and I have seen some very poor financial advisors. So just as it's important to have the right fund for your investments and the right fee structures, also how do you know whether you've got the right financial advisor? And what we're seeing in South Africa is a lot of financial advisors are starting their own investment funds. So how can you be any more confident of going to a Magnus and he has his own investment fund, so you're paying the advisor an investment fee for the fund, and you're paying an advice fee to go into anyone else who may be charging you, you know, lower fees or higher fees. So it's very difficult for people because of the complexity of the environment.
What is the age of the average 10X client?
Sorry, what is the?
The average age.
So by assets, the average age is about 55 to 65. So what has surprised us is that most people are disengaged from the process when they're young because retirement is so far away. They just kind of go with whatever is given to them. But when people are retiring, they have the time, and it's important because they know the decision they make then will impact their, you know, their retirement years. So we have the bulk of our business by assets comes from people that are close to in retirement. But by volume, we do see a lot of younger people that are signing up for retirement annuities. You know, they might have lower money, 1,000, 2,000 rand per month. But by volume, it would be the 35 to 45-year-olds.
Magnus?
Stephen, just a couple of questions. My first question is, and that was the email that the person wrote to me, and says, I'm thinking of putting money into a living annuity with 10X, but you only have one portfolio and the maximum offshore exposure is 25%. Is this the correct thing to do? And that's why I'm saying people are writing to financial advisors. And I checked on your website. When it comes to living annuity, and correct me if I'm wrong, you only have one portfolio and the maximum offshore exposure is 25%. Might be the cheapest, but my question is that the correct portfolio? And in my opinion, it's not. There might be people who are emigrating. They want 100% offshore in their living annuity. Who do they talk to? You said you've got people, but they're not financial advisors. They're not qualified. And you may not give advice, Stephen. You're misleading the public by saying they can talk to you, et cetera, et cetera. So just let's...
Okay, hang on, Magnus. Just give me an opportunity to answer. Because
on the living annuity.
Okay. So the first thing is, so 10X has three portfolios in the living annuity. We don't have one portfolio. We have low, medium, and high equity portfolios. The base portfolio is Regulation 28 compliant, which means that a maximum of 25% is offshore.
Living annuities are not subject to Regulation 28.
No, I know that.
So why are you giving that to the clients? You need a financial advisor to point that out.
Magnus, can I just talk? Sorry. Magnus?
Okay. Stephen, continue.
I'm just talking. I said it's Regulation 28 compliant, okay? But for clients that want to engage with us and that want more offshore exposure, we do have a facility to give them more offshore exposure. And that's a conversation they have with us. We have six people in the office. We're not giving independent financial advice, but we are explaining the product and their options to them on a factual basis. And I even get involved with a lot of our clients in explaining these issues to them. So we've never had a client that's come to us and then had these discussions with us and said, well, actually, you haven't been able to answer my question. If they're not satisfied with our question, then without a doubt, they must go to, you know, another company and another financial advisor. But if anyone speaks to us, they will speak to people that are qualified. Most of them have got CFPs, they've got degrees, and, you know, they understand the environment. And if we can't help the client, we have had situations where clients want 100% offshore, and we said, well, you know, we're not the best place company to do that. Go and speak to somebody else who can help you.
But, Stephen, just to clarify, so you don't provide financial advice per se, you provide information to empower the person to actually make the decision.
Right, listen, financial advice is it's very difficult for the average person to understand what financial advice means in South Africa. But most people understand financial advice to mean somebody who is independent of providing the product or the investment to you. So I'd go to a financial advisor and they'd say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to recommend Allan Gray Coronation, et cetera, for you, whereas they wouldn't say that themselves. But 10X has a different model. We only have one investment strategy for all of our clients. Those portfolios are driven by your time horizon. So we allocate a portfolio based on your time horizon. That is a default. And what we do is we have qualified financial experts who explain the product on a factual basis. So we explain how the product works, the asset allocation, the variability of returns, the risk in the portfolio, et cetera. But we don't give projections about how our portfolio will do against, you know, any other active manager. So we're not giving that kind of advice. We're not independent because we're not recommending other people's products, but we are fully explaining our product and how that, you know, might meet their financial needs.
Thank you, Stephen. That was Stephen Nathan. He is the uitvoerende hoof van 10X Beleggings. Magnus, sonder om direct te verwys na 10X, dit is 'n debat van mense moet of deur 'n finansiële raadgewer werk of jy moet genoeg vertroue hê om iemand soos 10X te bel en dan op grond van inligting self 'n besluit te neem.
As jy weet wat jy wil hê en jy is kundig en jy is voel gemaklik om dit te doen en jy verstaan die 10X model, geen probleem nie. Die koste is laag want jy gebruik nie 'n finansiële adviseur nie. Ander indeks fondsbestuurders sal weer omdraai en sê maar 10X is so na aan 'n finansiële adviesmaatskappy as jy weet wat as 'n vloekwoord. Dit is die skeidslyn is so fyn. En dit is baie na aan finansiële advies. En dan die oorkoepelende koste van, as jy byvoorbeeld die 10X se koste struktief vergelyk met die ware indeksfondse, soos die Vanguards, dit is omtrent 4 of 5 keer duurder as wat jy kan kry by 'n Vanguard. Ons gebruik Vanguard om die koste te verminder in ons fondse, teen 0.2% vir enige bedrag. en het daal tot omtrent 0.1% in die buitenland. Nou, Tenex vra amper 1% vir indexfondse. Nou, van die ander indexfondsbestuurders met wie ek praat, sê dit is seker die duurste indexfonds in die wêreld.
Lekker debat daar tussen Steven Nathan van Tenex en Magnus Huystek van Brentes 12. Net Magnus, ons bly in 'n ons woon in 'n omgewing waar tegnologiese verandering baie baie vinnig plaasvind. Daar is die Engelsman sê daar's disruption, daar's regtig bedrywe wat regtig ontwrig word deur hierdie tegnologiese veranderings. En die finansiële adviesbedryf is een van hulle. Met nou robo raadgewers en dis meer. Hoe moet gewone beleggers daai verandering sien en hoe moet dit hulle benadering verander?
Dis 'n debat op sy eie wat se impak dit gaan hê. Jy weet, tegnologie, robot advisors en al daai goeders. Die navorsing tot dusver in die VSA en Europa dui dat die robot advisors se groot in die mark is, maar 1, miskien 2%. Dit is maar nog die vroeë dae. Dit kan drasties verander. Maar baie finansiële adviesfirmas gebruik ook hulle eie robot advies programme wat gedryf is deur algoritmes om versekerde kliënte wat nie met mense wil werk nie te sake te doen. Ons almal doen sake op tegnologiese vlak op die WhatsApps en internet transaksies, ons bespreek hotelle en vliegkaartjies. Ons besef nie hoe die tegnologie ons lewens al verander het nie. Maar daar is nog baie mense wat met mense wil praat en ek dink nie dit gaan vinnig verdwyn nie.
Ja, ek dink die hele bedryf is so ingewikkeld. Jy sit met oor 1500 effekte trust en kollektiewe beleggingsskemas en jy sit met regulasies wat selfs nog meer is en regtig 'n groot invloed het. Dis 'n moeilike ding om jou eie geld te bestuur.
Daar's baie en selfs Vanguard. Ek het net die toegemaak nou, maar selfs Vanguard sê gebruik 'n adviseur want die ervaring wys dat iemand wat 'n adviseur gebruik se opbrengste is beter as iemand wat dit nie het nie.
Ongelukkig hierdie tyd ons ingehaal, ons sal daar moet haltroe. Baie dankie aan Magnus Huystek van Brentes 12. Magnus, ek hoop jy dra môre dan jou rugby trui.
My rugby trui nou natuurlik. Sondag gaan ek die 94.7 probeer fietsry.
Ongelukkig.
So, kom ons hou maar 'n biddag vir my môre.
En ongelukkig daarmee moet ons groet. Dankie vir die saamluister en ek hoop julle 'n lekker naweek.